It is Off Air Flair with Jinya and Josh.
Hello.
Hey, hey, hey. So with football being back in the swing of things, one of our favorite things to do while watching it, eating snacks.
Yes, right? I am a munchie guy to no end.
And do you have to have a particular kind of flavor? Do you like something a little more on the crispy, crunchy side? What are you going for when you're like watching?
What's the best way to put this? Oh, yeah, food.
I've noticed that with certain programming, I think our minds are kind of wired to it. And I know that it's kind of like Pavlov's dogs, you know, when the bell rings and you start salivating. So when there's football on television, you're like, I'd like a bowl of chips.
Yeah, maybe some dip. I can see that. Something to munch on.
Right, or like a bowl of chili. Like, I love chili.
Right.
Sitting there with a bowl with the sour cream and the cheese and like.
Any Fritos?
Ooh, that makes it a Frito pie.
If you bake delicious. It that way.
Yeah, you could. If the chili is thick enough, you could use it like a like
get
a
the
dip.
Scoops.
Yeah, like a dip. And then I love the what is it like the sausage and Rotel and Velveeta cheese dip. That is awesome.
Yep.
So that's
also
very good.
Buffalo chicken dip's a big thing right now.
Oh
too.
Yeah, with the Frank's Red Hot sauce, I put that on everything.
That's correct.
So we're kind of we're in a snack frame of mind. I know part of my whole lifestyle change, hashtag keto, low carb, high fat, all this stuff. One thing I do miss is like chips. And every now and then I'll find myself sneaking one of my son's chips because he gets to eat all the good stuff. So he's got like Cheetos and Doritos and he calls Lay's original flavor plain chips. And so that's
such
one thing.
Such a bad rap.
I know.
Such
I'm
a bad rap.
But I do get like pork rinds and I've tried to be creative with that in different avenues of you know, dipping it and stuff. But I found this, I guess you could say it's like a quiz / survey.
Sure.
And based on your chip preferences, which Marvel Defender are you? So I figured you and I are big Marvel Universe fans. So this will be interesting to see your answers, my answers, and how they justify which character that you are. Okay. So pick a hot chip. Cheetos, hot fries, Funyuns, hot Cheeto Puffs.
Wow, I don't really like spicy foods per se, so I would probably just have Cheetos.
Well, Funyuns, I mean, I guess they do have a hot flavor Funyun.
Yeah,
that's
there's
what
a hot
Funyun,
but I don't like onions, so I'm going to go with basic Cheetos, and I can take care of that.
Okay, we'll go Cheetos.
Okay.
Right, here we go. Pick a Dorito flavor, Cool Ranch, Nacho Cheese, Tapatio, I guess that's how you say it.
Yes, that's correct.
I was like, Espanol, spicy sweet chili.
Again, I'm not a fan of Doritos.
You going Cool Ranch?
I would probably go with Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch? Over the regular, like cheese, nacho cheese?
I don't eat Doritos at all.
Okay, Cool Ranch.
So if I had to choose one, I'd probably go with the flavors of Cool Ranch versus the other.
Okay. Pick a Lay's flavor. Original, also known as plain chips in my house. Barbecue, salt and vinegar, sour cream, and onion.
The last two shouldn't even be in production. We're going to go with original.
Oh, no. My favorite is salt and vinegar, so don't
even. Well, you get your chance at this.
I know. I have to be patient. Pick a Sun Chips flavor.
Original.
No harvest cheddar?
No.
Garden
salsa?
French onion? Okay.
God, I must be a grumpy old man.
Original. No flavor, plain.
I can already see the next question. I'm pretty sure what I'm going to go with here, too.
Is it going to be original?
It's going to be original.
It's a Pringles flavor. Original, sour cream, and onion, barbecue, ranch, original. Okay. You got Luke Cage.
I'm okay with that.
While at first others may perceive you as cold.
I'm okay with that too.
It becomes evident that you'll do anything to defend those you care about.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
I haven't gotten to the Luke Cage thing. All right.
Oh, so you're missing out.
So that's on Netflix, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I need to go into a little binge watching just so I can know how cold you are. All right.
Get your hours per day up.
That's right. All right, so here we go. We're going to do it for me. So it's whatever chip flavor describes your Marvel Defender. Okay, pick a hot chip. Cheetos, hot fries, Funyuns, hot Cheeto Puffs. I like regular flavor Funyuns because I enjoy a good Funyun. So good.
I hate some onions.
But the Funyun, I mean, it's really not oniony, I don't think. I think it's just some artificial flavor. They're like, hey, it's a shape of an onion.
Even,
and it's crunchy.
I don't even want artificial onion. That's even worse. Okay, that means I have to choose for a substitute onion. No.
I don't want the real thing or fake onion.
No.
Funyun. Oh, it makes sense. Fake onion. Oh. We had a blonde moment light bulb. Ta-ding. Okay, I'm just going to go hot fries because I can stand a hot fry because it's really not that. I'm the same. I like spicy to a certain extent, but I don't want something to hurt while I eat. I mean, I'll take a little bit, but okay. Dorito flavor, Cool Ranch, nacho cheese, Tapatio, spicy sweet chili.
Oh, I bet I know which one you're going to go
with. Nacho cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gravitate. But every now and then, I'm in the mood for a little Cool Ranch because it's a different flavor palette. So, all right. Pick a Lay's flavor. Original, barbecue, salt and vinegar.
You picked the third one. We can't be friends anymore.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Deuces.
All right, I'm out. I'm out. I'm leaving right
salt,
now.
Do my the rest mouth, of it by my yourself. I am salivating thinking about salt and vinegar chips. I love them. And don't get me started on a kettle salt and vinegar chip. Crunch, crunch, crunch. So good. Oh, yes.
Oh, salt. Vinegar is nasty.
My brother and I used to sit down and watch Family Feud and just eat. Go ham on salt and vinegar chips. It's our favorite. Okay. Pick a Sun Chips flavor. I will not go with original. I will go with Harvest Cheddar. The other choice is Garden Salsa, French Onion. Pringles. You picked original for that, didn't you?
I sure did.
Okay. I can't say anything because I wish they had cheddar on here. That's my go-to Pringle. Yeah. Or pizza. The pizza flavored ones?
Right. Yeah, the
That's
pizza one's not
That's a nostalgia,
bad.
Like 90s kind of flavor.
Yeah, but
like
I feel like most of those are still so gimmicky.
Yeah. Like, okay. Well. Sour cream and onion, barbecue, ranch, original. I will. I'm Jessica Jones. You're strong-willed, independent, yep. and you know how to get things mm-hmm. done.
Careful. Like Where's the other half of that?
Okay. Sometimes you may feel a bit haunted or insecure. That's just true. But if you just have faith in your abilities, you can do anything. I can get down with that.
I agree.
Jessica Jones. Mm-hmm. Me and
Nothing
Mrs.
wrong
Jones.
With that. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, okay, that's good. Who knew? Like a chip could determine.
I love your quizzes like that because mm-hmm. some of them mm-hmm. you may be surprised with the answer you get depending on what they've laid out there.
Right.
But there's also some that are like, this is wrong.
Okay.
This is just totally wrong.
So to just kind of spiral off of this quiz.
Yes, I love Luke Cage. He's awesome. Okay.
I don't know why I keep thinking of Mortal Kombat, but it's completely different. Like
Johnny Cage.
Johnny Cage.
Yeah.
Johnny K. Okay, so any chips on there that you wish were on there, like as a contender?
Oh, wow. I kind of like Fritos.
See, I was
Depending
thinking
on
that
what
too.
I want,
yeah, Fritos
again,
good.
It depends on the mood and mm-hmm. depends on what I'm having with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm personally fond of baked Lay's.
They are,
but they
very
have
good.
To be the original.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little better for you, so it's kind of my concession to the health
sure,
food world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like my husband that's like, well, the sugar-free candy, I had 5 pieces. Well, it equals a regular piece if you did that. Thank you so much. Don't do that.
Well, that just means he doesn't have to eat 5 of the regular pieces.
Right, just
so
one.
He's still making the concession. Give
yeah.
him some credit.
Okay, yeah. yeah. Gluttony at its finest.
See, I'm not eating sugar-free anything.
You'd be surprised at how used to the flavors and lack of sugar you'd get. But, I would have put Fritos on there. I would have also put, they had Cheetos, but I like the Wise version of it. You know, the Crunchies. Like they have the puffs
yeah.
and then they have, mm-hmm. I think it's called Crunchies. Is it called
yeah.
Crunchies?
It is.
I like that verse. I don't know. It's a sweeter cheese flavor than the Cheetos, if that makes sense.
I go through phases where I absolutely put down some Cheetos. And mm-hmm. then there are days where I do nothing but put the bag back down. It
mm-hmm.
just... No, thank you.
So here's the thing that kind of irks me with chips of that nature is the residue that comes behind it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like you gotta, because I'm trying to teach my son. He had some the other night, and he's got the orange fingertips. Oh, he got it on my shirt. Like my shirt became
no.
the napkin, and I was like, "What are you doing?
Yeah. Do not mess with mama's clothes."
Right, and I'm like, "Just lick your fingers." But he didn't want to do that, so I was like, "Let's do the." But then even after that, you have like orange staining your fingers for the rest of the day.
I've reached the point where if I have Cheetos,
I wear gloves.
No,
it's time
I'm not
for the
that
Cheetos.
Bad. I'm not that bad. But I got a buddy that when a lot of us get together, he keeps those mini bags of chips,
mm-hmm.
like. The pack your lunch kind of stuff.
Right.
That way you got a flavor for everybody. You don't have to keep just giant
right.
bags
the snack
whatever.
After T-ball
yeah.
game. Here you go.
Well, I don't put my hand in that bag. I just turn the bag up. I'm not, I don't want
That's
that
smart,
crap
though.
Everywhere.
That's very smart.
Mm-hmm.
I need to start
we
doing that.
We have
that.
To talk about some kitchen hacks at some point. That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah. Where you have to like fold the bag down. Yeah, we need to come up or like go through your house and kind of jot down a list of things we've done.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. See, that's what we do. We go into like a whole nother subject when we're talking
yeah.
about like potato chips.
Well, see, I'm trying to think of a different potato chip that I eat or would prefer to have that I don't normally. Like, I'm also...
Munchies. You don't like munchies?
I don't like Doritos. Doritos is one of the primary factors in munchies.
No. Oh, wait. No, Munchos. Okay, munchies is the one that has the different stuff in it, like the sun chip,
right.
the pretzel, the Doritos. Munchos, it's like the... crispy plain chip that's kind of like looks like a cup. You know what mm-hmm. I'm talking about? Do I have to look at that? Munchos?
We might have to look that up.
It's like red. Hold on. we now interrupt this podcast to show. What did we do before internet? Before I could like, this is that, the red bag, Munchos.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A light tasting crispy snack, potato chips.
I've never had those.
Are you serious?
Mm-mm, I haven't.
They're delicious, especially with a hot dog. Isn't that funny, though, how you automatically pair certain things like that? You're like, yeah. I would eat two hot dogs all the way with some Munchos. That would be delicious right now.
Huh.
They're very crispy. Crispy. I love those. Another thing, I don't know if you would qualify that or classify that as a chip, cheese wafies. Have you ever had
like
those?
Oh, like the cheese wafers?
Yeah, it's
like
got...
Like the Cheez-Its.
Well, no, 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 no. Hold on, let's look it up again. I am teaching you so many things.
Well, I mean, when you say that, my mind immediately went to Cheez-Its. I like Cheez-Its, but I don't think they're chips. They don't register as chips for me.
I guess you wouldn't say these are chips. These are the kind of things, it's like a waffle... cracker, and then the cheese in the middle. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Those are good.
Nah, I mean, I've had them. They're okay.
No,
but they're not a go-to for me. One thing that I would like to see amended onto this list, but it's not a chip, technically, pretzels. Pretzel sticks.
Ooh.
See, I love pretzel sticks.
I like a good one, like the big fat ones that you could dip in like honey mustard and stuff. Mm-hmm. No?
I mean, if I'm getting them out and I want them served like warm and soft, I want a good beer cheese to go with them.
Yes,
because that's an amazing combination.
But that's like the big.
But if
like,
I'm talking snack food,
right,
and
in
I'm
the bag,
not dipping it. There's no dip needed.
Just salty, crunchy.
Just
that's
salty,
what you want.
Crunchy, and a little bit of different flavor. Pretzel sticks would be a go-to for me. Fill a bowl with them all afternoon long.
That sounds delicious.
Yep.
Actually,
I actually have a different one, homemade recipe.
For pretzel sticks?
No.
I was like,
Else, but I could sit down and I could whip some up and it would make a whole world of difference for you. You know the oyster crackers that people put in soup?
Yes, in Brunswick stews. Of course,
correct.
I have to have that.
Well, my mom found a recipe or got it from somebody else for oyster crackers where you'll take those with a little bit of vegetable oil, celery salt, garlic salt, and dill weed. Mix that up, pour it over, let it sit for 24 hours. The oil doesn't take away from the crunchiness of the oyster crackers.
Uh-huh.
And the salty flavor with a little bit of bitter from the dill. Oh, my goodness.
Is it awesome?
Oh, it is amazing.
That's awesome.
An acquired taste, however.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something you're going to, if you pick them up and you're like, I don't know, grab a handful and go. But keep your napkins handy. Because they do have a residue to them.
Right.
Because of that, the vegetable oil, which is still better for you.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's one of those snacks, like at first you're like, I don't know what to think about this.
Oh, yeah.
And then you keep on eating it. It's like those chips that they come out with that are different flavors. I still haven't gotten, I want to try it, the Lay's pimento cheese chips, because I love a good pimento cheese.
There you go.
So I need to try that. But I'm the only one in my house that'll eat pimento cheese. So if I get a whole bag just for me to try it,
you
it's
should
kind
hang
of.
Out with Sarah. Sarah eats pimento
cheese. Oh, okay. Then we'll just be like, pimento cheese chip party.
Sure. Well, I mean, just.
Have a whole pimento cheese spread. Like, here's a pimento cheese sandwich and a pimento cheese chip.
Okay.
Oh,
now
that's a little overkill.
You're taking my suggestion
and going
to
crazy
a different
with
extreme.
It.
Yes.
Let's see. I just looked up like chip brands, and I love how when I put chips, of course, it goes to the, like the 80s. Show and I was like, no brands, you know what I'm talking about. I never think about the Smart Food popcorn, the white cheddar popcorn. That's good.
I'm not a fan of popcorn.
Really?
I hate the taste and texture of popcorn.
There's your rolled
goals. Pretzels make the
pretzels.
List. Yeah.
You'd be surprised at how many flavors at Lay's has
come
out.
Flavors and brands, and
then you've got Ruffles, and then you have Y's, and you have all these different kind of kettle chips.
See, I go through phases there too, where there's part of me that is totally okay with Ruffles, where I get that Ridges feel.
I like that more of a dip, though. If I have a dip, because the Ruffles like hold on to like the sour creamy ranch dip better.
But I mean, again, that's a textural thing. Mm-hmm. I realize they're all chips. They're all crunchy. And gimmicky chips, I hate to call out Lay's for this, but they do the contest every year to see which one stays in their arsenal. I've not been very happy with a lot of those.
Nothing that's kind of like blown you over and you're like, this is amazing.
Yeah, there hasn't been one thing that's like, I want all these forever.
Right, and I
think. This is the only chip I ever want again.
And I think if that was the case, then they would probably keep those flavors around. I think it's just because people buy it out of curiosity.
Yep.
But the one that I did love was the kettle chip that was wasabi ginger.
Yeah.
And that was good.
That seems to be a fairly common flavor in a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. That's one of those Asian-inspired flavors that everybody seems
it's
to
kind
like.
Of, yeah, it's kind of crossing over genres of food, I guess you could say.
Fusion.
So that's really, there you go. Fusions. But yeah, you're right. All these gimmicky things that fade away. I love the kettle chips. I think those were kind of... they kind of gained some steam not too long ago. I mean, because kettle chips really weren't common. And then now they have every flavor under the sun, moon, and stars.
See, I don't even know how they make those.
I think it's in a kettle.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I remember for the longest time you couldn't get them unless you went to a fair or festival and they had the person there, mm-hmm. almost like kettle corn. Yeah. And now you can buy the kettle corn with, you know, that you can pop at home and everything.
Right.
So, but you don't like popcorn, so that is.
I know that doesn't apply, that point, but I know what you're
that
saying.
That point isn't, you know, any Honey Dijon chips, kettle chips. I used to like those. I got sick, but as you can tell, with some, do you ever do that? If you get sick on a food, you're like, never again.
Oh yeah, I have restaurants that I don't eat at for mm-hmm. that very reason.
Yeah.
I have some foods that I'm going to put myself on hiatus because they're too good to stay away forever.
Right. I did that with Japanese food because there was a time I had it and then I happened to have the flu.
Right.
And it took me like 2 years
sure.
before I ate it. But I was like, I remember loving it so much.
Yeah,
and
you
then
just
you're like,
so afraid.
All right, we're going to do this. And then you're like, oh, it's so good. But certain things, like if it was bad, I'm like, that when I saw that picture of the Honey Dijon kettle chips, I went, never again.
Yeah.
That was a bad July 4th. Never again.
We live so reactionary in a lot of things
mm-hmm.
for things that are totally out of our control.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just, it's always interesting to me when you said that, I immediately went down my list of things that I qualify that under. So that's really cool.
Oh, ketchup chips. I remember those, the brand Hers, they do a lot of the gimmicky chips. But ketchup chips, they're really, if you like ketchup.
I love ketchup.
It's a really good, you don't like them?
No.
I'm surprised at that. I do like them. But I will say that's not a chip that I have to sit there and eat a whole bunch of. I'd have like a little handful and be like, I'm done.
But that's also, you're also talking to somebody who only wants ketchup.
Here
cold.
We go. Pretzel. You like pretzels? Combos?
Oh.
Big combos fan?
Oh. See, I don't consider combos a chip. I consider combos a snack.
We're kind of going along that chip snack
line.
Yeah,
I know. But I mean.
Ooh, 7-layer tortilla dip.
That sounds
combos.
Horrible.
That's kind of a little extreme. I would, for that one, I like the cheddar ones and the pizza ones. That's as far as I go.
I like the cheddar cheese,
mm-hmm.
but with the pretzel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, not the other one that's more of like a corn-based kind of.
Well, it's just like a cracker with mm-hmm. cheese. And that's fine, but if I'm going, I'm going for pretzel.
I'm going for the gusto. That's what's happening there. Okay. Cool. Well, who knew that we could go into like a little quiz here, talk about our favorite chips, learn something new about each other and our palates and our flavor preferences, and see what Marvel defender we are. And there you go.
It's amazing where a quiz can take you.
I know. That's why I think a lot of people do so many Facebook quizzes.
Yep.
Because
you learn more about yourself.
Yeah. And then you sometimes it's kinda,
I don't even mean that.
And then sometimes it's like, man, I need a life.
You know?
It's all their flair.